Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
According to the report last night from John Heyman, had a good article on it where the Mets, according to Heyman, are weighing whether they should go all in with a trade right now for Skubal or just wait until he hits free agency. And I think arguments, good arguments, can be made either way. The argument that can't be made is, like, the Mets have a ton of work to do here. So depending on how they, and I think that this is the right approach, BT, depending on how they attack the Skubal idea, go all in there, try to get him, and if they do, now you could build it out. Or if they decide, you know what, we're not going to give up what it would take to get him now, we'll just wait for him. Now you got to build out the team without him in mind, because there are clear connections. You can't be building a team and at the same time waiting on Skubal. That decision needs to be made before you could really move on with the rest of the roster construction.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there is a ton of work to do, as you said. I was just kind of jotting down a few things as you were running through that. I mean, right now, I would say, who's the DH? Don't know. Right now, who's the left fielder? Not sure. I mean, I know the names of the mix, but certainly nobody confirmed. Who's playing center? Don't know. You know, Alvarez, I'm sure, will start a catcher, but he's been, you know, in and out. Who's playing first base? Don't know. Who's your opening day starter? Don't know. Who's your closer? Well, it looks like Williams, and if that's the case, who's the setup man? Don't know. There's a lot of don't knows. Now, I am very curious, because we know the blueprint for Stearns: speed, athleticism, some versatility. We know what he values: run prevention. How sick are you hearing that? Even though it obviously it matters, but how sick are you of hearing that from him? But now we're going to get it. All right, hey, you got rid of pieces you don't want. Now start bringing in ones that you covet. And it's one thing to want things, but now you got to go get them. Whether it's trading prospects, whether it's negotiating deals and not having Cohen swoop in with basically $800 million to get Soto. Now we're going to see what kind of GM this guy is. Like, anybody could strip away the parts. Now you got to build things up.
And I'm excited to see what he has in store.
I get it.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Mary is in Orlando. What's up, Mary?
Hey, how are you guys today?
Great. What's up, Mary?
Hey, Mary.
I just wanted to say I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. I'm originally from Manhattan, lifelong Met fan. I was actually on the field in 86 when they clinched.
Wow.
I moved to Florida with my husband 23 years ago, and I miss New York, and you guys make me feel like I'm still back at home. And I'm sorry if I sound like I'm about to cry, but I'm going to miss you guys terribly. My husband was a Yankee fan. I'm a Met fan, so it was a divided household. He passed away in August, but since then, you guys have kept me laughing and kept me loving baseball and loving sports, and I just truly am going to miss both of you, because you remind me so much of back home and my husband, and I can't say how grateful I am to both of you.
I
know you're going to be fine, and I'll follow you wherever you end up, either one of you, separate, together, however, but I just wanted to call in and tell you how much I love you.
Well, we love you too, Mary.
I got to tell you, thank you for that call. Wow. I mean, I don't care what you study in journalism class or how many years you've been on the radio. That's not something you're really used to responding to, because that's just pure vulnerability and honesty. You know, there's a lot of emotions, and I'll have more next week, because I'm going to finish out a few shows here. Obviously, you know, no longer doing this show with you. Emotional about that. Excited about the future. But I actually felt like my heart was beating a little bit differently when she was speaking.
I was going to get to it later, just to spread out some of the content here, like we try to do. But a part of it, what I was going to bring up is, will you cry at some point today? That one was tough right there. I don't plan on it. Like, I'm not going to get emotional about it. Yep. I know that there are times to do that. I don't want to do that in this particular case. I don't look at it. While it can be a sad thing, I'm focused on not doing that. And she brought up something about, you know, losing her husband. Those are real life things. I lost my father, and dealing with that and what my family went through. When I think back to that, that makes me get upset. That's real life stuff. My wife, my poor wife, her brother, 45 years old. That was another thing that we were going through. I had to deal with that. Not like me, poor me, but there was a lot that was going on when your 45-year-old brother-in-law is dying away
with children,
with three young kids. Oh, that. So when I experienced that, and you knew a lot about what was going on off the air.
Oh yeah.
Plus my daughter, what was going on with her, some of the stuff that I haven't even said. Yep, she got diagnosed with autism.
Yep.
All this stuff was hitting us right as I'm not making excuses, but it's the old Rocky thing. Life is going to try to beat you to your knees, and it will keep you there permanently if you let it. But you got to get up and fight back and keep fighting. That's how winning is done. So that's where my mind is at, as opposed to being sad about it. It's very hard to hear those things, and it is sad and emotional, and life is trying to beat us to our knees right now.
Yeah, I'm getting a little sad all of a sudden here. Jesus Christ, what are you doing to me, buddy? Oh, my good God.
Finally, it took 2 years, but I broke BT.
You know, it's funny. I don't know. You know, Jen asked me that, too. She's like, you're going to cry a little bit today and next week. I don't know. And you know what? If I do, I do. I mean, if I start crying like a wuss, then that's unacceptable. That's not going to happen. I can promise you that.
I want to see that. Right?
But like tears of sadness, I think that's part of being a man. I think when you learn to be comfortable with that, I think that's part of the evolution of being a real person. And this is not an act. And you know what you just said? That's the first time you actually said that on the air about your daughter.
Yeah,
first time
that,
on the air.
That gets me upset thinking about that, because there have been, you know, challenging things that go along with that.
Yep. You're good. You're good, man. You're good. You're good. You're good. You're good. Let me just say something. Compose yourself. I got you, bro. This guy was, Hoff, if you want to jump in a second, by all means, you can help save us here for a second. But I want to finish this thought. This guy was coming into this studio and Hoff, you can help me with the timeline. I mean, I'm talking 8-9 months. And, you know, with his brother-in-law dying and eventually sadly did. And then what he just said about his daughter. I mean, that is. And then to go on the air every freaking, I wish I could curse right now, every freaking day with the energy and the passion of a champion. Dude, you are a freaking warrior, man. And I mean that. You are a warrior, bro.
Appreciate it. We got a job to do. We'll finish strong here. BT and Sal on the Fan. 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.